This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. Last year, VPR compiled data on all the deaths in Vermont by gunshot wounds from 2011 through 2016. That project, which included a database, explored some of the causes of the 420 deaths by guns in Vermont in that time period. Now, in collaboration with the St. Albans Messenger, VPR has added the deaths by guns from 2017 to our database. And here with more on the updated project are VPR's Emily Corwin and Liam Elder Connor. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Liam, first, can you remind us what were some of the main findings from the gunshots project last year?
Last year, our colleague Taylor Dobbs asked the Vermont Department of Health for all the death certificates between 2011 and 2016, where the cause of death was a gunshot wound. And from those records, that's how we built this first data set. And in that data set, overwhelmingly, gun deaths in Vermont are suicides. In the 6 years we looked at, 89% of gun deaths were suicides. And just for comparison, the New York Times reports that in the U.S. as a whole, 60% of gun deaths are suicides. Digging into those numbers a little bit more, white men accounted for 91% of the people who died by gun suicide in Vermont. And current or former members of the armed forces accounted for nearly 30% of the suicides over the six-year period. There were some homicides in the data set as well. 47 people shot and killed someone else in those 6 years. And we do know domestic violence played some role, though we can't determine in every case, you know, if domestic violence was a factor based on the death certificates, because they don't mention the relationship between the shooter and the victim. But there were some cases where we could tell, you know, the husband and wife were both found dead. One was killed by homicide and the other was a suicide.
Emily, I want to bring you in here. You've been looking at the new data from this past year. Do any of those trends we saw in the first 6 years of data carry over into 2017?
They do. You know, for the large part, most of the numbers align pretty similarly in 2017 as they did the preceding 6 years. It is notable that overall there were fewer gun deaths in 2017 than the average of the preceding 6 years. There were 66 deaths total. The percentage that were suicide was, you know, still really significant. It was even up a few percentage points. And those suicides were, again, mostly white men.
Has anything significantly changed in the past year compared to what we saw before?
One thing that did change and is sort of good news is that the number of deaths, particularly suicides by people who are or were members of the armed forces, is down, the lowest number over all 7 years. So only 9 people in 2017, according to these death certificates, died of suicide after serving in the armed forces at some point. And that's a pretty significant drop. The average over all 7 years, including this past year, is 17 and a half. So roughly 18 deaths by people in the armed services by suicide. So that's good news.
Yes, yeah, right. Veteran suicide coming down. Anything else that you found in this last year that was surprising?
Yeah, this was the first year out of all 7 years where there was, according to the death certificates, an accidental death by gunshot wound. There was a man, 59 years old. We can tell from the death certificates he was a truck driver. And according to what we received from the Department of Health, he shot himself in the head while cleaning or servicing his weapon. So it's tragic, but also interesting to note that over all 7 years, there was really only one incident of this, and that was in 2017.
Of an accidental death.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, Liam, I want to bring you back in. Has this data influenced or been used in the debates that we've been hearing around guns and gun use here in Vermont or nationally?
It has shown up, actually. And, you know, this year, as you mentioned, we've been hearing a lot about guns. And in the state of Vermont, the state actually passed a trio of gun control bills for the first time in recent history. And during the debate on some of those issues, legislators in the state house brought it up. Senate Pro Tem Tim Ash, House Speaker Mitzi Johnson, Senator Dick Sears were a couple of the folks that brought it up. And 7 Days also reported that Senator Bernie Sanders seemed to bring this up in the Senate floor, though he misspoke a little bit when he was talking about the numbers and saying that 42 people had been killed by guns over that 6 year period. And a spokesperson for Sanders told 7 Days that Sanders was talking about the number of homicides, which based on our reporting was actually 47. So the numbers have been showing up in conversations outside of Vermont and inside.
That's VPR's Emily Corwin and Liam Elder Connors. Thanks to you both.
Thanks.
You bet.
And you can find the updated database for VPR's Gunshots project at vpr.net. And thanks to the St. Albans Messenger for their help in this project.